Good Thursday morning, everybody. Scott Morozik here in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. An overnight fire destroyed the Sebewing Sportsman's Club and VFW building on Bay Street early yesterday morning. The fire was reported at approximately 1:57 a.m. Sebewing Fire Department responded and requested additional manpower shortly after arrival. Fire departments from Owendale, Unionville, Windsor, and Fairhaven were dispatched to assist. The Village of Sebewing Police Department later confirmed the loss of the building in a public statement. Images released by the department show extensive structural damage and ongoing suppression efforts. No injuries have been reported. The cause of the fire is under investigation. And some major improvements are being planned for one of Sanilac County's parks. The Sanilac County Park Commission plans to address accessibility issues at Lexington Park. One of the key upgrades is replacing and winding the 5-foot-wide bridge with a wide pedestrian bridge, which links the South Campground section of the park to the North Day Use section of the park with a new 8-foot-wide handicap accessible bridge. Some of the other improvements that are being planned include a new 8-foot walking trail in the Day Use section of the park and to change the tennis courts into pickleball courts. However, that work will depend on the county receiving funding from the Michigan Department of Natural Resources Trust Fund Development Grant. A bench warrant with body bond has been issued for Shane Lee Cook Jr. after he failed to appear for a bond violation hearing yesterday. The hearing addressed an alleged bond violation from earlier this year, with the report filed Tuesday. Prosecutor Alexander Pahani requested the warrant, noting Cook's history of absconding from bond in previous cases. Defense attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach stated she had met with Cook Tuesday and informed him of the hearing, but received no response to her attempts to contact him yesterday. The court confirmed Cook's absence via security cameras and granted the prosecution's motion ordering the bench warrant.
Wherever there's a need in our communities, there's a united way. Improving lives so everyone can thrive. Where more people can gain access to health care and nutritious food for their tables. Where more community members can benefit from financial education and get connected to local resources for housing support. And where children are given more chances to reach their full potential. Community is where we find our strength and where we share our hope. United is the way. Visit unitedway.org.
The court has granted Don Gerald Dean's application to set aside a 2015 assault conviction, acknowledging its negative impact on his career advancement and his clean record over the past decade. Judge Prill, presiding over the case, noted that the 52-year-old service technician for Goodall, that's a Swiss company, was prevented from moving into supervisor roles and accessing military and government installations due to that conviction. And in order for him to travel to Canada for a supervisor position that they would like to offer him, it would require that the charge be dropped from his record. Dean, who previously worked for the Department of Defense in Iraq, testified that setting aside the conviction would enable him to return to helping soldiers. The court concluded that removing the conviction would allow him to be involved with military installations and assist troops, which was deemed a very important consideration. The order to set aside the conviction has been executed. The Michigan Supreme Court has appointed Sanilac County Circuit Judge Timothy C. Rathel to serve as Chief Judge for Sanilac County. With the appointment, Rathel will oversee the Sanilac County Probate, District, and Circuit Courts for a 2-year period starting January 1st of this year. Rathel replaces Gregory Ross, Sanilac County Probate and District Court Judge, in the position. The Supreme Court looks to our Chief Judges not only demonstrate and encourage the highest standards of judicial conduct, but also to ensure that everyone who has business in our courthouses is treated fairly, with dignity and respect, said Chief Justice Megan Kavanaugh. They are our partners on the front lines, and I believe strongly that this collaboration is critical as we work to strengthen public trust in our branch of government. I have greatly valued my time on the bench so far and am honored to have been selected by the Michigan Supreme Court to lead the courts of Sanilac County going forward, said Rathel. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.